It's here and now. As Americans begin to return to the office, many are not returning to the trains and buses that got them there. According to ridership data, mass transit is having a slow and uneven recovery in some big cities. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan is here. And Seth, give us a sense of the numbers here. I mean, we're hearing anecdotally about empty trains in D.C. and empty buses in Chicago, but give us the numbers.
Yeah, well, sort of like a lot of things very broadly in life, Robin, up from where it was a year ago, but down from where it was before the pandemic. And more specifically with public transportation, we're talking ridership nationally of roughly half of what it once was. Now, at the depths of the pandemic, there truly was almost nobody riding, and in some cases down nearly 90%, depending on the city, places like San Francisco, but still far from where it once was overall.
Yeah, and by the way, we should say you're in an airport, and those have been packed. But when it comes to public transit, what cities are struggling? What cities are maybe having a rebound?
Well, taking that second part first, if you look at cities like Atlanta, Los Angeles, those are places where the public transportation systems have fared better than others, as opposed to, Robin, you mentioned D.C., New York, places like those. And it's not really a big surprise if you think about the kinds of places where jobs have mostly gone remote and where people are considered, there's a term in public transportation, transit optional. You know, people who maybe own a car but choose to use public transportation when it's more convenient, as opposed to what are called the transit dependent people, people who maybe don't have a car, maybe are essential workers and just have to go to work no matter what. And those are the kinds of places, including Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, where I'm standing right now, where ridership has rebounded, both the larger cities that aren't as transit-oriented to begin with, like Los Angeles, and then those smaller cities with more of that transit-dependent population.
I'm so glad you said what you just said, because, you know, there are some people have the luxury of not choosing public transportation. I'm not saying it may be a hard choice for some, but I can hear some saying, well, I don't have a choice. I have to go clean a house or clean a building, and that's the only way that I have to get there. So it isn't always a choice. But what does it mean? You know, the last year left many city transit systems in financial trouble. What does it mean if ridership stays low?
Right, it did. And they've gotten some help here from the federal government, but at some point that's going to taper off. So they sort of were able to kick the old can down the road in terms of making really tough choices, long-term choices about cutting their systems. But absolutely, these are what you call fixed cost systems, Robin. That means a business where it just costs about the same amount to run the thing, no matter how many people are showing up and paying, right? The bus kind of costs the same amount to run, even if not very many people are getting on board and paying those fares. Generally, these are subsidized services. And so if for the long term, a lot of people who can make their choices and work remotely don't do that, that puts pressure on the systems that could end up hurting the people who need those systems no matter what.
Okay, just got half a minute here. We want to give the good news. Amtrak has announced it will be reinventing traditional dining car meals. You can go eat with people in a dining car.
You can. Now, these are on just some of the longer haul routes, the ones that go from east to west. But a little bit of a surprise, Robin, Amtrak had been cutting that kind of service and now bouncing back a little. They're cooking steaks to order, using fresh vegetables. So in some ways, even though overall more limited, nicer than it was in the old days when they just had more of the service to begin with.
Yeah. Here now, transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.